The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Welcome back to On the Clock. We got lots to talk about today. I would like to frame a conversation that looks at the minister responsible for education's contribution to the budget. Reading from the article, Education Minister and Budget Contribution, our focus will be on the basics of literacy and numeracy, and a review of the last few days of carnage on our streets. I want to juxtapose those two sort of issues to begin a conversation about independence, what it is we want, what it is we expect, who are we, who do we want to be, and do we know how to get there? More importantly, who do we want our children to be? But before we start the conversation, let's walk through the schedule of events for independence this year. So June 28th, we saw the Beat the Retreat. Today, July 1st, is National Flag Day. Bahamians are being called upon to wear their flag colors, national colors. July 3rd, that's Friday, is National Pride Day. July 9th is the Ecumenical Service and Cultural Show. July 1st, rush at 1 a.m. And then Family Fun Day starts at 5 p.m. on Clifford Park. So I guess this is it. This is all we get. This is all that we get. Now, there are family island events scheduled. If you go to the Independent Secretariat's page on Facebook, the page is called Celebrate Bahamas. You'll find schedules for the Acklands District, the North Eleuthera District, the Exuma Mainland, South Abaco District, South Eleuthera District, Crooked Island and Long Key, Ragged Island, Independence and Homecoming, Black Point, Exuma, Central Eleuthera District, Moores Island District, Harbor Island. They are all hosting events. Now, here's what the vibe is. The Family Island celebration seemed to be fuller and more diverse than the New Providence celebrations, which is troubling but not surprising. I just want to say that this is stale. This is stale. Maybe an indication of governance, but why have we included two of these days? Like maybe one or the other, but why both? And so close to each other. National Flag Day and National Pride Day. Especially since we don't actually have any national activities organized for National Pride Day. Now, in Eleuthera, I know in Eleuthera, one of the districts is either South or Central, and I'm sure Harbor Island could do it either. North, maybe. They have a pride competition. The nicest yard, the nicest landscape, the nicest home. They have in competitions around National Pride Day. See, it's not just that it's stale, it's that it's empty. Right? It's an empty thought. No real consideration. And for the amount of time that we've been having it, since we've added these 2 days to the independence events, nothing particularly special, significantly different has happened. So let's talk about it. National Flag Day, as a part of your independence celebration, makes no sense. Here's what I mean. You're in your own country, and you have the power and the right to fly your flag any day of the year. See, when you look at Americans and you look at images of patriotism, the people have their flag up every day. Not just that they have their flag up every day, right? It is ceremonial. They bring it down in the evening per the national rules relevant to flags, and they put it up in the morning. It is hung correctly when it's required to be flown at half mast or full mast. They adhere to those regulations. It's your flag in your country. You could fly your flag every day. In fact, you should do. You should do, right? Now, not only is it like misplaced, even if we have taken it up, the people who in charge of it don't believe in it, because if they believed in it, right, they would have come up easily with an idea like this, right? Because National Flag Days are for diasporic communities, right? Migrants, people not living at home, hold up Flag Day most because it's an opportunity for them to reflect their patriotism in somebody else's country. Now, what would be exciting is if we pair schools with districts in the U.S., right? A district defined by its proximity to a consular office or an embassy, right? The U.S., Europe, we got a bunch of Bahamians in Australia, all over the continent of Africa, all over Asia, right? And we pair the schools, right, with these, we call them like sister cities, so that there is a joint celebration. So people at home could see how much the people abroad appreciate being a Bahamian, celebrate their culture. And you say, well, it's summertime. Okay, so it's summertime. So you them in school time, and there's a relationship that builds, and then at independence we have displays that are organized well before school closes, right? Like, that's what you do. So we go to the third, National Pride Day. You're supposed to have pride every day. But so we have a National Pride Day. What are we doing with it? How do we make it real? How do we express our pride? And how do we do it collectively? Because it's a national exercise. The thing is not just stale, it's empty. And this is important because what is it that we show in our children? What is it that we're passing down to them on how to celebrate your culture or how to celebrate your heritage, how to be a part of your culture? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, I'm okay. I'd like to chime on the part where you said national pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could we celebrate national pride if the island's so dirty? I drive past the airport road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see mattress on the side of the road. I see bear balls on the side of the road. I see loose leaf papers on the side of the road. I don't know how loose leaf paper get on the side of the road because people don't read no more.
Mm-hmm.
So only God knows how that one happened,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you go around by Adelaide, right, that road, going towards
stick a pin.
Albany, right?
Hold on,
that road, dirty.
Stick a pin. We can get to Albany, right? So did you know that there is a law requiring vehicles hauling waste, in fact, hauling any type of material, whether it's trash or waste, right? Whether it's goods to be sold in a store or distributed to customers, whether it's aggregate rock or right, to be transported to a work site. All of these vehicles are supposed to be covered. And they're supposed to be covered for the purpose of preventing what is inside the vehicle spilling out. All it takes is enforcement, right? Like, that one is simple. It's enforcement. What are the police doing when they're on mobile patrol with their windows up? Are they not taking a note of the things they observe and then relaying that information to the relevant agencies? I feel you. Go on.
Yeah, but okay, I'm very familiar with the law, you know. I'm blaming them, you know. I actually see people take their matches off the top of their car and throw it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I see people take their water heater. Why the hell would you put a water heater and throw it on the road?
So, two things.
Make it make sense.
We have a complete lack of critical thinking.
No.
Yeah.
Make an excuse. People nasty.
But
use the N-word. You're nasty. You throw garbage out your car, you're nasty.
Yes, but there's a root to the nastiness.
See, we that's the problem right there. We keep on making excuses.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm not making an excuse. I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm telling you what the root of the behavior is. You asked me what we're supposed to do.
I got you.
Right? The root of the behavior is a lack of critical thinking. Because we got to dump. See, if I were frustrated with the government, that there was not sufficient disposal, right, spaces or opportunities, whatever we're going to call it, available to me in my constituency, that my MP knows that a large number of people in their constituency do not have cars or access to cars, right? So what I would do is I would drop it off in front of my MP house. If I have on multiple occasions gone to my constituency office and said, I have a problem, I need to dump large trash waste, and I don't have the capacity to get it to the dump myself, right? So there are options available. All of this can tie in to the conversation this morning because we have a Mr. Minister of Works, right, talking about the roadways, right, are speeding, and I want to know how much of his time has he spent on talking about the absolute dereliction and degradation of road management. Like, it's a shame. See, when I was cracking joke about Clay Sweeten on the work site in dock shoes, in boat shoes, saying, man, that road ain't gonna make no sense, and nobody really took it seriously, right? But that's a clear indication that something is very wrong when your Minister of Works engaged in a promotional exercise with a road works crew who's patching the road thinks it's appropriate to take pictures in dock shoes as opposed to the appropriate safety equipment assigned to contractors doing that type of work, right? Like, I could have told you that. And so, you know, like, what I'm saying is that it is broader than just the people who don't know how to do what they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. It's broader than just that. Is it nasty? Yes, it's nasty. It's obviously nasty, right? Where are the authorities who should be monitoring the roads? Where are the authorities who should be monitoring verges for illegal dumping, right? Who are the people who monitor in the CCTV footage? Is it not a live station where you got a team of people who are reviewing cameras constantly as they run in live. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's not just that the people are nasty. It's that every other system has also fallen away. And that's why, like, I want to have some conversations this morning about who are we? Who do we want our children to be? And how do we form them, right? One of the ways we form them is through our national commemoration, right? And large national activities. How I know? Because between the age of 5 and 18, I spent every summer at the Methodist summer camps at Camp Simonette. And we had a week over independence where we celebrated independence. We came up with the program. We developed activities with the children so they could perform independence, right? That's how you do it. So, like, that's the conversation I'm trying to have today. It's more than just people being nasty.
Yeah, we can go with what you say, but to me, if you throw garbage out your car, you must be raised by a goat because you're nasty.
Yeah, it's possible. Absolutely possible. Absolutely possible. You know what else I think is nasty? Being responsible for waste management and refusing to ensure that the appropriate infrastructure is in place for the sites that they're located in. Right? I think that's nasty. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Special good morning to you, Mrs. Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
And boy, let me tell you, right on the topic I love to talk about.
But Sparky,
we talk about Flag Day and all Pride Day and everything.
No. We are talking about, in fact, let me read the questions out loud for you right now.
Just
to do call back. I can read the questions and then you call back. I don't want to frustrate you. Do you want your children to be smarter than you? Do you want your children to be smarter than you? See, that's the top question. Do you want your children to be smarter than you? Right? See, because if you understand that your children are more than you, because they're you and the person who you chose to make them with, right? You should understand inherently that your children's supposed to be more than you. They're supposed to be smarter than you. But question is, do you want your children to be smarter than you? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, let me make my 5 cents. You know, I knew, and this is a nice topic that you bring up this morning. You know, Aaron, you know, I be in the city every day. People are happy, I see no flags on body house. Every time I see a person beaming a flag on the car, I clap and give them the kudos.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you know, and the Bahamian people, you know, being in a white Bahamian, please call them Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They take their vacation during due time and independence time.
Some.
They go to Canada, most of them. I know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I work for multi-million-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
They do that all the time. Aaron? Aaron, know something? Like I keep saying, bad management from both PLBs and FNMs.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes. We ain't getting nothing. Mm-hmm. They take them, give a citizen, they 18 something every quarter. Go on their bank account. And then I can keep telling you all this until I die. When God moved them over to school, they case, we cannot get the best of them people. They got smart people in this country, even in chat groups, knowing wrong, and they won't say wrong. That's mm-hmm. why I respect Anton Thompson. I respect Papa. I respect the Britain for what they're doing.
Yeah.
Time, you see, the people that said, I don't need you all until 2031. Mm-hmm. They didn't get paid. They had the running car. They had the money put on the phones. And I could go on and on and on. And you know I love the Bahamas and I love this country. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can say.
I hear you. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Text line, 422-GR96, 422-4796. The first question I have for you, for independence, do you want your children to be smarter than you? Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, this is pride. I mean, what pride means to a human being. You know, these little streets in Nassau. Just look at Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
North Island, just Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
The roads, in a state of disrepair.
Mm-hmm. I drove the airport road last night, and no lights on the airport road.
Yeah.
No lights. Mm-hmm. No street lights was on. The side of the road is filthy. Downtown Nassau. Downtown Nassau, where the tourists come, our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Filthy. Mm-hmm. And you talk about pride. Mm-hmm. Government after government, they clean down Bay Street, they clean up Bay Street, and nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Let me get it together.
Yeah.
Men, we as the people could get it together.
Yeah. I asked the same question. For me, it's slightly different. For me, it is when they say we're looking for pride. Like, when you see the red light and you run straight through it, like.
I'm cutting you off just now. Red on Markey Street and then Shirley Street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the gentleman overtaken. And he run a red light.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't paying attention, he run right into me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I mean, where the speed cops? Where the cops? I know they can't be everywhere, you know, but I don't see them.
Yeah.
All they're doing, humming in and out of traffic, trying to get this one musty to work on time or whatever the case may be.
It's
really sickening.
For me, it's seeing the red plates. It's seeing the people. See, the civil service, thank you, caller. The civil service is the Crown's army. The civil service is the Crown's administrative army, right? Like, you're a force. To see the flaunting of the most basic but most important laws, like public safety laws, other people's lives at risk laws, to see people who have red plates assigned to them. See, you can't just be a jabroni and get a red plate assigned to you. The same way, like in England, all cops don't drive car. A cop is lucky if they get to drive a car in the British system. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Do you want your children to be smarter than you?
Man, I say, I'd love them to be smarter than me.
So,
if that's possible, once you put in the hard work.
I got you. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am all right.
Ms. Green, I just wanted to kind of weigh in on a particular subject matter and pertaining to the way we, our select, go in and they make decisions for themselves, functioning under a structured governance system if it was to mimic a corporate structure. And you talk about you have your employees, you have your CEO, you have your boards of directors, you have your shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I went to the fast food chains, generally they always on the staff, and I sure know staff could get together and pay themselves what they want to pay themselves because certain things happen, and if they do that, it's always based on performance. Now, I see my MPs and cabinets, they want to go pay themselves more money as if they are the employers and we the employees, and then we're looking at their performances. And it's not even deemed worthy to even be an increase. I mean, there's so many things that need to be increased, and they ain't even trying to subsidize cost of living or the wages to balance with the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one end, you have the private sector who's meeting the 260, but then that's still insufficient to meet the cost of living.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You've never had a government that come in and put a plan together that shows how they're going to offset that difference in wages to meet the living bare minimum. And so you talk about 260 plus X.
Mm-hmm.
And so no government ever came in and said, you know what, we can help the private sector employers increase minimum wage to X. So their commitment is the 260, and our commitment would be to the whatever living wage that we agree to make up the difference by government through subsidies or dividends or decrease in fees to the country, but they seem to want to keep putting on fees to the country.
I hear you.
So they keep increasing the cost of living to us.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your contribution. I think it sounds fair and people should listen to it, but I've gone on a totally different tack. For me, my approach to the suggestion, you know, the suggestion of a pay rise, a pay increase for these guys is this. How you know you need the money? How do you know you need the money? Your public disclosure form suggests that you can't count. And maybe the problem is not that you ain't getting enough money, it's that you can't count, right? Mm-hmm. Like I scared for Leslie Bryce Miller. We still ain't get the expenditure report yet.
No, they have some in the newspaper. They don't have up to June and May, but what it says up to March and April,
uh-huh,
that we have collected less money compared over the same period. Folks are collecting less. We have even collected less in terms of general collection, and they have spent more.
Mm-hmm.
So that surplus that they keep toting, I'm trying to figure out why they keep acting.
Hold on. They touted a surplus? They said they got a surplus at the end of this budget year?
Halkidis was still clouding about this surplus.
We still listening to Halkidis?
He's still the Minister of Finance, but I'm saying to you is that there's
a stick of pin. You think he's really the Minister of Finance?
Yeah, he's always been the person who's been making the decision. That's why we've had poor decision-making financially. Halkidis has always been, they've always respected Halkidis' decisions. You know, Halkidis was predominantly the one who pushed the country to put VAT on the people. I sat in a meeting, and I told them that their approach to why they're going to put VAT on the people as a sale tax versus an income tax. See, when they broke down NIB and they did the numbers, because they do their research, they do mm-hmm. diligence.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in NIB and you look at the employment payouts, they realize that the majority of people makes minimum wage. So if they put an income tax, then the majority of people would be paying less compared to the rich.
Right, but with the consumption tax, we all pay in the same consumption tax.
But the sales tax, poor people pay more because the sales tax is designed to tax every time you spend. Unlike an income tax, it's a one-time fee or one-time tax.
I hear you.
Every time you go to the shop, you spend. So your tax or your additional taxes is based on how much time per X you shop.
Okay. All right. I got you.
So you can't really gauge expenses that way unless if you do, you have to then match your revenue stream. So your income has to be the same way.
Brethren.
Or you're going to always be living in deficit.
I hear you. Listen, you teaching this to people?
No, because they don't listen, so I stop them.
No, man, they're talking about the people who can listen. Don't mind them, other set. Don't mind them. See?
Listen, Green, this handshake. I tried 9 years for political. I've been open on my platform.
I know.
People.
Forget.
Same communication.
Forget the political. I'm talking about, I need you to link with org. You remember they used to do the Saturday school?
You see, the name Aubrey guy?
Yeah, Aubrey.
I sat in a room with Aubrey and I gave him my number. I told him I have interest because I have background in finances and economy and computer information systems and digitization. I went to school.
But listen, we could talk. Because the way you broke that down just now to me was so clear. I really appreciated that.
That's what I do. I try, but whenever you need me, just tap me.
I can find you on the book.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you very much. I can tell you one thing. I know your parents proud of you.
No. All of them stopped talking to me because I turned to be independent. I haven't spoken to my mother for 9 years now.
But you, look here, they got. Don't mind that they ain't talking to you.
Me. My daddy say, I ain't his son, so...
Because of the politics?
The only place only me here in between me and you is my wife and my daughter.
But look here, you smart, and I hope you, as smart as you are, want your children to be smarter than you.
Yes. That's why I sent them to private school, sacrificing everything, so she don't get caught up in that government school chaos with all them foreign students taking over our school and our kids from learning.
Well,
so it is what it is. And I ain't teaching her no Creole just so she can learn for someone to come in my country to tell me I have to learn their language.
No, man, that's not why you're going to teach them Creole, though. Not because of the politics of it. You're going to teach them Creole because learning opens up the pathway to learning and gives them a greater potential to learn more and learn differently. That's why we teach second languages.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I can link you. Absolutely, I can link you, Anshul. It was so clear and concise. Caller, thank you for your patience. You still there? Good morning, caller.
A pleasure. Good morning again, Ms. Green.
All right, Sparky. Do your children want your grandchildren to be smarter than them?
That's what I was coming to, but then you had to do what you had to do. My children, definitely I want them to be smarter than me. Presently, my grandson just took his exam to become a licensed electrician. He's working with his father in Abaco, rebuilding the Baker's Bay project.
All right.
And every time he comes down, he sits in my front room, in my front yard with me, and he says, the last time he said, Granddaddy, I just love talking with you. I just love listening to you telling me the stories that my mommy and my daddy and my grandmommy don't tell me. I say, bro, maybe they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Granddaddy knows it. Granddaddy could tell you, and most people could say, Your granddaddy is retelling the world stories practically every day. From he was 4 years old, he's been remembering that, and he's been bringing stories up. Even right now, I said, you'll hear Miss Lady, Miss Green telling Sparky to write the book. Write the book. Stop talking and write the book. We stopped talking about that yesterday. He said, Granddaddy, I can't believe the things you tell me and who my family is. He said, I didn't even know who my family was. Last time he said, I said, Miss Elaine Karen up in Camperdown and Robert Karen. I said, they're your cousins. They're the Puch. They're your great-grandmother, Ida the Puch's brothers, children, say Eddie and the Puch, died. Elaine the Puch inherited the Tribune from Sir Eddie and the Puch. She's moved into this house from the waterfront. She's moved up on top of Camperdown. They own the Camperdown stadiums. They own the Camperdown area. I say, they're your cousins. They're your grandmother, my mother's mothers, nieces and nephews.
Thank you, Sparky.
They are Sparky's cousin.
Thank you, Sparky.
Miss Karen and myself spoke to the Tribune. We were supposed to arrange the meeting, but, you know, she's nearly 90 now. And I've been arranging with Robert Karen to sit and talk with her before I go or she go.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to take my grandson with me. God spare my life. And now my grandson has blessed me with a great-grandson, Kua Radneta. And
bless
he just it. Learned how to run, walk, and swim at 2 years old on May the 13th.
Thank you, Sparky. Listen, you sparked the question for tomorrow about lineage and heritage. But also, you sparked this song. Caller, I'm so sorry. We go into a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. And Sparky just said he was a man from the age of five. This is Manish Boy by Muddy Waters. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We're going to a break. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Past 21, I want you to leave me, baby. I have lots of fun.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Change doesn't happen in sound bites. It happens when people come together and actually talk. The Forum is that conversation where Bahamians from all walks of life work through the issues that affect us all, challenge each other, and find solutions together. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Forum with Ricardo Wells, coming this Saturday to Guardian Radio.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Let's start with the texts that have been waiting. Sorry, I've taken so long to read them. First text, they might have scaled back because we're still recovering from what was spent for the 50th anniversary. Listen, I got this little postcard in my bag that I found, I think, at the top of this year, the beginning of 2026, right? It is a souvenir put out, produced by the National Archives of the Bahamas. It is a picture card, right? So it's like a folded postcard, like a tent card. On the front is a picture, souvenir picture from Bahamians. It is Bahamians at Independence Ceremony, Clifford Park, 10th of July, 1973. Department of Archives Photographic Collection. Department of Archives Legacy Series, copyrighted 2023, right? So 2023, it was put out for the Golden Jubilee. See, here's what I mean. When I talk about empty and a lack of thought, the first time I saw this was the beginning of 2026. You know where I found it? In a random box at the Salvation Army thrift store. That's how I found it. I picked it up and asked if I could have it. They sold it to me for like a quarter or a dollar or something. Right? The first time I've seen anything like this from the Golden Jubilee or from the archives or from the archives. In fact, it's the first time I even heard about the Archives Legacy series. So you're telling me we had the 51st, the 52nd, and now we're having the 53rd, and you had nothing to do on the 51st, the 52nd, and you still ain't got nothing to do on the 53rd, but y'all didn't think of maybe ensuring that people had an opportunity to see, if not touch, hold, or own some of the memorabilia created for the Golden Jubilee? All right, so yeah, because it costs plenty, most cards. Here's another text. Erin, on National Pride Day, adult role models, Bahamians should teach young people how not to become involved with corruption. That is making our country look bad. I mean, that is a great idea, concept for National Pride Day. Adult role models engaging young people in activities throughout the country on National Pride Day. Another text. Good morning, Ms. Green. I see where the Minister of Culture visited all the historical sites, the straw market, meeting with the junkanoo groups, but what happened to the person who make authentic souvenirs from the natural resources? I'm going to tell you what happened. You're not visible. They can't see you. Why can't they see you? Because you have not organized yourself within the political structure. They only see political bodies. I don't mean like FNM and PLP. I mean like the politics of things. So like, is there a union or an association for locally made artisan, local raw product artisan producers? Right? I don't even want to call them souvenirs. Here's another text. Yeah, we can't read. I see your text. I'm reading that one out loud. So the question of the day for independence is, do you want your children to be smarter than you. And here's why that's important. I have been following or trying to follow the accident, the tragic accident that occurred on Shirley Street, the crash. And we now know that we've lost 5 lives. And I've been waiting to see more in the paper, like investigative-wise, about the case. But everything I am seeing is just on social media and is not fit for discussion in the public domain. Producer, let's prep the caller. Caller, I'm coming to you right now. Right? But what are we teaching our kids about driving? Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I heard that you sent out an APP for me on Monday.
Yes, I need you to...
I wasn't up to the standard. I would be my...
All right.
I'm moving the producer for you.
So,
but you asked a question that mm-hmm. prompted me to call.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want my children to be
smarter than you?
Smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have that. They're not smarter than you. You know, if I didn't want them to be smarter than me, they're smarter than me. I have an 8-year-old granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Some words she's saying, some things she say. I was about 14, 15, and ain't cutting my dogs, I'm going to think.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a matter if it's not a matter of if they are. The question is, do you want them to be smarter than you?
Yeah, I believe I'll want them to be smarter than me if it's going to allow them to live easier than I had to live
mm-hmm.
with the education that I had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if they're going to use it in a good way. But a lot of people talk about smart. You have some people. Is green
mm-hmm.
that are book smart, that are smart. They don't have to study.
Yeah.
Then you have some fellas stop school from they were like in grade 9.
Yeah, 12,
they
13.
Start a car engine on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different types of smartness.
We have different.
All of them can be book smart.
Right. We have different types of intelligences, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody may have an intuitive. Tactile intelligence, which means like they can see something and they could touch it and they can quickly get a sense of how it works.
Ms. Green, mm-hmm. I saw somebody, just before I lose my sight, this is when cell phone was really, really, really popular. Somebody's cell phone dropped in a bucket of water there's morphine in.
Mm-hmm.
And a young man came there and tell him, go get a bag of rice.
Uh-huh.
I know you know this from. And I say, rice? He put the phone in the rice, mm-hmm. in the raw rice.
I got you.
And the phone work again?
Yeah.
I said, but you know, but put me back to the producer so I can leave the number for you, please.
All right. Producer, please take Uncle Julian's number. There are artisans who want to participate in the summer youth programs. So we're going to get their numbers to you. And then let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
And you always ask questions that evoke a deep sense of consciousness for us. And I don't know if you understand the depth of the question that you're asking and its ability to break some generational traces of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mere fact that you ask this question, you'd be aware that there are people amongst us that do not believe that their children should be smarter than them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the many arguments that have happened in inner cities, and I say inner cities in particular because I've observed this, and I've been trying to figure out where it stems from,
mm-hmm.
where you'll hear, oh, you think you're better than me because you this and you that and you the next thing. This is a real mindset where you have certain demographics among us, certain sectors among us, other people that does not believe that their children should be better than them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I do believe that my children or my grandchildren should be smarter, and better, more equipped than we are. I've long coined this thing where if we pass what we have today on to the generation after us, I think we have done them a form of injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really appreciate you asking this question to invoke the consciousness that we should be helping to prepare the next generations to be better and better as a people. And I think we fell down on that evolution. I think we've allowed politics almost to become like an epidemic to our true development of the people.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Aaron.
No, no, thank you. Thank you very much. Caller, let's go to the next caller. Glad you called back. Thank you to that caller just now. Coming to you right now, caller. Hold the line. Good morning, caller.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Your show is always the best of the best, so you cannot be tested, all right?
Thank you, thank you.
Let's take it further than the family. Of course, I'm going to talk to my two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
What about government agencies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone might be there for 30, 40 years. A young lady just came out of college, university, or a young man. What took you 20, 30 years? That child can learn it in 6 to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes the envy, here comes the jealousy, and then you wonder why some of these government agencies not working, because you got folks been there from ancient of time. You understand me?
Yes,
ain't
bought
to take up no new course, ain't bought to take up no new education in the field they're in. So, yes, that also could extend to government agencies also. The young people coming out are very much smarter than us today. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my two girls, I like to brag about them.
Brag.
She is the first one to have a first year show in the Bahamas. Her name is Shade Shalone.
Okay.
My younger daughter, which is inside Canada, she's got a certificate in body besides now. She's going for another certificate and bodies or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I always want my children to do smarter. And my 8-year-old grandson, he's now in love with baseball. He's getting ready now to go to Texas.
Okay.
Yes, I want him to do better because the world is revolving every day. Mm-hmm. The world is not stagnant.
Yeah.
You understand me? The world is keep on revolving. So, yes, I want all my kids to do better than me. And like I say, for the government agency, if a young person can do the job, like in 6 or a year, get this, their mind is fresh. Their mind is eager to please. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give this last example before I go.
Yes, sir.
My neighbor, I'm not telling you where they lie. My neighbor, he went to Canada. You know that CSI type of computer solving crime thing?
Yeah.
CSI?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Forensics,
he
yeah, yeah.
He went over there and learned it for 7 years.
Okay.
He came to the Bahamas to contribute. Guess where they took that boy?
Where?
In juvenile court. They could have built a facility just for him to solve crime rather than keep on taking evidence to the state. Blood to the state. Here to the state. He could have do all the radio after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. His mother around him. After a year or so, he's going back to Canada, making like 7 figures now.
I hear you, yeah. Yeah.
All right. See you later, man. Thanks for taking my call, eh?
Absolutely. And thank you for bragging. Thank you for bragging. And we know, I know all parents want to brag about their children. And when you see them not bragging, it's usually because there's doubt about themselves, right? There's a lack of self-confidence. And then so they don't know how to amplify their children over themselves, right? Here's another text. Good morning, Miss Green. I'm not gay. But most Bahamians should not make noise about people celebrating National Pride Day in their colors. It's National Pride Day in the Bahamas wearing their national colors. Okay, texter. So we know, first of all, you know I'm not making noise about pride because I'm mad because y'all want National Pride and not gay pride. You know that, right? You know that's not the issue. The issue is that it's empty. Right? The issue is that they don't know how to curate a national event. They don't know how to create a space that encapsulates everybody. They don't know how to generate excitement about a cultural idea. Right? Junkanoo? You think they doing anything? The government ain't getting people out to Junkanoo. Junkanoo getting people out to Junkanoo. Let's go to the phone line quickly. I see you guys. So there's another text that says it's Flag Day, not Pride Day. Today is Flag Day. The 3rd of July is Pride Day. We're talking about both days, texter. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Miss Green. Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, let's relate to this topic you're asking. Everyone wants their child to be smarter than them. They are. You know, the thing is, Aaron, when you look back in retrospect, the things that they know now and the things that they can do, when you compare yourself back to their age at the time, it's scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
My little son at 3 is connecting the phone to the TV, et cetera, et cetera. He knows how to use it. It's like scary for me, but the thing is, they are exposed to the information overload. So their minds will explode. Like, take, for instance, you know, sometimes they can pronounce words that they can't spell. Maybe mm-hmm. they heard it, they didn't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to keep them on a level as it relates to reading. But we can't disrespect the elderly because knowledge from is knowledge is shared. So take, for instance, decades ago, I was on a construction site doing electrical work. And I think one of the guys said that he forgot his hacksaw because he was doing electrical. So the boss, he's from Long Island, mm-hmm. big hardware, smart man, got a face. Electrical phases.
I got one more call of 52.
So
go on.
You turn around and grab a piece of rope.
Uh-huh.
And we learn how to cut the pipe with a rope. So, what I'm mm-hmm. saying is then, in other words, life is an ongoing process. You never stop learning, but technology and technological advances, I wouldn't say that makes people smarter because you're blind to the concepts of it and the intentions behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, education is more like a brainwashed thing if it's not history or math, in that they are manipulating you, right? But you're not going to solve the world problem. You're actually embracing your own enslavement through technology.
You're
basically, we're wallowing in a godless wilderness then.
Like
the AI.
I got a couple more callers.
AI is not bigger than I and I.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. You should not let your children use technology they don't understand. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Caller, sorry, I could only give you 30 seconds. Good morning. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry I miss you. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I am sorry we missed you. I think we are all out of time. Here's another text. As parents and elders, our job is not to be smarter than them. It is to be wiser than them and offer guidance. I love that. Another text says, good morning, Miss Green. I'll be grateful to have more information on the 1973 Independence celebration that you spoke of earlier. Kindly direct me to a contact. Thanks for your assistance. Okay, so you're going to call the Department of Archives. You're going to call the Department of Archives, the National Archives of the Bahamas, and you're going to ask them about their legacy series and any other commemorative material associated with the 1973 Independence celebration. Tomorrow I'm gonna have another question for you. Let me tell you why this question is so important. Do you want your children to be smarter than you? We love to talk about the Moses generation and the Joshua generation. Moses was brought to understand that the Joshua generation will go farther, will see more, and will be more than you. And that is the intention and the legacy, right? Anyway, we out of time. Thank you for the calls and the texts today. I got to go see my MPC if he could count. He may not even need the money. Y'all may not even need the money. You may just need to learn how to count properly. We are going to the end of the show. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, StreamTalkRadio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.